the Torah is telling us that while Jews were in Egypt, they were slowly being enslaved. They were in Egypt for 210 years, just over two centuries. And while they were living there, and also as Yaakov, Jacob, and his children were dying, the slavery was intensing. And at one point, the king of Egypt, the Pharaoh, was told by his witchcraft professionals, by his stargazers and prophets, that a Jewish boy will be born who is going to take all the Jews out of Egypt. And obviously, Pharaoh was not very excited about this news, because who wants to free the slaves? Plus, on top of that, they were very concerned that Jews, because they were growing so many, they will be able to make an uprising and overthrow the government. So Pharaoh issues a decree, and decree sounds the following way. If there is a newborn Jewish baby, then they have to look at the gender of the baby. If it is a boy, you should kill him. And if it is a girl, you should let her live. That was the language of the decree. And the Torah is sharing with us the precise words that Pharaoh put in his edict. So the question is very obvious. It would suffice for Pharaoh to say, if there is a boy, you should kill him, period. Kill every boy. Why is it that Pharaoh is telling the Egyptians that if it is a boy, you should kill him, and if it is a girl, you should let her live? Why was there a need for a specific wording to let a girl live? And the answer is that this edict was twofold. Number one, it was calling for murdering Jewish babies if they were boys. The edict was calling for killing every Jewish boy. But then edict was also calling for something else. If it's a girl, then you should let her live, says Pharaoh, which means that you, the Egyptians, should raise her. You should bring her up in your culture. And that means that this new law that Pharaoh has issued was saying that Jews were subject to either physical death, which means murdering Jewish boys, or alternatively, for those who are staying alive, a spiritual death as Jews, because Pharaoh did not want Jews to be raised as Jews. This was his issue. He was saying, listen, if they will be staying alive as humans, just as pieces of flesh that have an ability to move and think, I'm fine. We need people. We need labor force. We like those slaves who are doing whatever we want, whenever we want it. That's wonderful. I'm happy with Jews as just humans. I'm not happy with Jews as Jews. So if there is a Jew who's staying alive, you have to make sure that he will not be a Jew. He should just be like everybody else, an Egyptian. And this was the main hardship of the Egyptian exile. The main hardship of the Egyptian exile was that Jews who survived have been assimilated, which means they stopped being Jewish. They stopped Jewish practices. They were worshiping idols just like Egyptians were. They were absorbed by the surrounding culture, and they were absorbed by their value system. And this was part of the edict. This was a part of this rule that Pharaoh issued. So in other words, Pharaoh said, Jews are either killed or assimilated. Sounds familiar, right? Throughout our history, there were many people who were trying to find a way to eliminate the Jewish nation. And these people had one of two methods of doing it. Either they were killing us as people, they were murdering Jews. We had pogroms, we had crusades, we had Hitlers. That's one way. But then there was also another way how people were trying to kill us. They were trying to assimilate us. They were trying to have us absorbed by the surrounding culture. They were saying, we don't mind Jews being here just as humans, pieces of flesh with a living soul that allows them to just be around and be functional. That's good. The Egyptian exile was the first exile of the Jewish nation, and we are told that it is the source of all of the exiles that we had subsequently. So whatever we see in the Egyptian exile are elements that we are going to see in other places where Jews have been dispersed throughout our history. And in some countries, we had the edict to kill us. In other countries, we had the edict to assimilate us. The surrounding culture was trying to make us just like them. So how is it that we survived? We survived in Egypt with these two methods of killing our nation being combated. Number one, Jews had to survive physically. And Moses' mother, Moshe's mother, has been very creative in hiding him and then putting him in the river to make sure that he is going to be able to survive physically. Physical survival is essential. But then we also need to combat the other side of this edict. The second part, we have to combat the fact that the surrounding nation is trying to make us live like them. Even though Jews were very assimilated, it says that they still retained their Jewish identity. They had three things: their language, their clothing, and their names. These three things that help a person to hold on to his identity, this is what Jews have retained. And because of that, they were able to leave Egypt later on, which means that they were able to survive in Egypt because they were not fully assimilated yet. And those who were more assimilated, unfortunately, stayed in Egypt and perished. We know that only 20% of Jews left Egypt. 80% of Jews, 4/5, stayed there because they were too assimilated. They did not even want to leave Egypt because they were saying that they want to stay in Egyptian culture. They loved their culture. They felt part of it. They said, this is our country. As you know, many Jews in Russia were saying that our culture is a Russian culture. We want to be more Russian than the Russians are. This Jewish boy in Russia is coming to his mother and he's complaining that his classmates in school are picking on him. They're calling him Zhid. They're calling him dirty Jew. And the mother is telling him, listen, continue learning how to play violin. And when you will grow up, instead of calling you Zhid, they're going to call you a great Russian musician. So we Jews very often wanted to be more Russian than the Russians were. We were saying very often, this is our country, this is our culture, and we don't want to even hear about anything Jewish. Well, in Egypt, there were also such Jews. They unfortunately left behind and perished together with all the Egyptians. But the Jews who were not assimilated, the Jews who retained their Jewish identity, the Jews who defied this edict that Pharaoh issued about Jews being raised by the Egyptians, Jewish children being raised by the Egyptians, they were able to leave and they were able to then receive the Torah at Mount Sinai because they survived this onslaught of forces that were trying to assimilate them.